Good morning. This is Sonoma Spotlight, and I'm Bruce Robinson, sitting in for Roland Giacopetti today. And we're talking with Bert Whitaker, who's up here from the Tole Lake Regional Park, to tell us about the big festival coming up. Two weekends this year.
Hey, great, Bruce. Great to be here. Yes, this weekend we'll kick off our Tole Fall Festival. We've been at this for 12 years down at Tole Lake Regional Park.
So what's changed since last year?
You know, it's going to be exciting this year. We got lots of great stuff happening. Our Nighttime Creatures Barn this year is going to be exceptionally special with more creepy, crawly critters than ever. I think we're going to be over 50 rattlesnakes in the barn.
That's scary.
Well, hopefully they don't get out of the cage.
But they're a native species, right?
Absolutely. Native species here. We'll have all sorts of volunteers and docents from around the community talking about all the amazing creatures we have here in Sonoma County.
And do we have any non-native scary things?
You know, non-native is up to the reader. All sorts of really neat experiences to come out to the festival and have with your family. Jump on a hay wagon ride. Learn about the park from a park ranger. Go pick that special pumpkin for this fall holiday season.
This is an all-day event.
Correct. Happening all day on Saturday and Sunday, this weekend and the following weekend.
12 years. How's it changed over that time?
You know,
park's grown up a lot, I guess.
The park has grown up and evolved a lot, as has the festival. We inherited this from the Cardoza family when the property was purchased back in 2005. It's since then, the park is being developed. We're looking forward to getting that park fully open to the public in the coming year. But the festival has really continued to grow. We have a significant number of school groups coming out Monday through Fridays to have the experience of the property. We invite the public to come out on the weekends and bring your family, bring your grandparents. We'd love to see everybody out there. There's so many activities and experiences to be had.
This is actually one of the great opportunities for people to visit the park, and has been over the years, because it's not open full-time quite yet.
Correct. The park is generally open on weekends for permit holders, but this is really that chance to get down there and walk around. You get to meet a lot of people who know a whole lot of things about the park.
And it's a big park.
It is. Tole comes at a little over 1,700 acres. It's one of the largest Sonoma County regional parks in our system.
And if you get up on the ridgetops around, you can see even further.
Unbelievable views. I mean, majestic views of the whole Bay Area, Mount Diablo on a clear day, and the Bay Area, the Golden Gate Bridge, as well as the Bay Bridge.
Wow. You mentioned pumpkins. Are they actually growing them on site now?
You know, the pumpkins, there are some pumpkins being grown on site. I wish we could grow all of them there. We did bring a few in, but there's lots of great, delectable fall fruits out there for you.
Tell us about some of the other special activities that occur as part of the festival.
Absolutely. You know, one of my favorites, certainly, is our world record seed spinning that happens every afternoon at about 3:30. Come on out and see if you will be the world record holder.
These are pumpkin seeds, I'm guessing?
These are pumpkin seeds. Absolutely. You ever tried it, Bruce?
No. Watermelon on occasion, but not recently.
We look forward to seeing you out there. Get your name up on the board this year.
What else?
Also, you know, we have wonderful kids' activities, all sorts of hands-on crafts, as well as gunny sack races, lawn games. And if you've never tried archery or fly fishing, we'll have some experts out there to give you some hands-on demonstrations.
You got a fish pond?
Actually, you'll be trying it in a special Tole Fall Festival fish pond. You'll have to come out and see what
that is. I guess we will. So for people who aren't acquainted with the park, where do we find it?
You know, the Tole Lake Regional Park is located off Lakeville Highway, approximately halfway between Highway 37 and Highway 101. The festival hours will be 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Admission is $5 for adults and $3 for kids. And for park members, you're going to get to park your car for free there.
Where's the name come from?
Tole Lake Regional Park. It's a historical name to the area. And wish I had some more specific details on that one. It's definitely a regional title from the area.
My understanding is that it has a long history predating the farming that was done there.
It does. It goes back. This property goes back a significant number of years with massive amounts of cultural, natural, and scenic resources for our county.
And quickly looking ahead, you said in the coming year, more full-time activities, a full schedule of opening?
We're optimistic on the regional park aspects of Tole. Optimistic this will be open to full 7-day-a-week sunrise to sunset access before the end of 2017.
So in the meantime, it's the Tole Fall Festival returning again this weekend and next, 2 days each weekend at the park out near Petaluma. And we want to thank Bert Whitaker for coming in and talking to us about it. I'm Bruce Robinson, sitting in for Roland Giacopetti, and wishing you a great day.